Hard-right members of the House Freedom Caucus showed up at the trial 2 days after House Speaker Mike Johnson came to show his support for the former president. Trump faces 34 counts related to allegedly falsifying business records to cover up payments to porn star Stormy Daniels in the run-up to the 2016 election to keep quiet about an alleged sexual encounter between her and Trump. Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz said he and the other Freedom Caucus members were there to speak on Trump's behalf because he is under a court-imposed gag order prohibiting him from criticizing the proceedings and the court staff.
We're here of our own volition because there are things we can say that President Trump is unjustly not allowed to say. This is a corrupt judge. These are corrupted witnesses. This is a corrupt prosecution that belies any sense of the facts or the law. And so we're going to keep speaking out against this. We're going to keep fighting against this. And we will head back to Washington as House conservatives, saying that these undemocratic efforts must be stopped. They must be defunded. We must use our Article I powers to stand against election interference.
The lawmakers' New York trip had the effect of postponing a scheduled vote on whether to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries told reporters today that the far-right members of the House neglected their duties as lawmakers to show loyalty to Trump.
It is extraordinary that so many extreme MAGA Republicans, who are apparently part of the Red Tie Brigade, felt the need to bend the knee to the insurrectionists in chief, as opposed to staying in Washington and doing the business of the American people.
Tennessee Republican Andy Ogles told reporters that this week's prosecution witnesses, former Trump fixer Michael Cohen and adult film actor Stormy Daniels, were not credible witnesses.
We have a convicted felon who has a vengeance against the president. We have a woman who has paid for sex with a vengeance against the president. This is not a prosecution. This is a persecution. We have a two-tier justice system in this country. And if a former president can be targeted by a woke and corrupt judge, then you can be targeted as well.
Trump's trial resumes next week in Manhattan. For KPFA News, I am Abby Tasquier.